This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2191, How to Show Compliance with Personality in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When someone makes a statement and we want to express that we agree or express that we'll comply with some hesitation, what can we say? Get the one construction you can use for both today.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lindsay, should we do one more episode or two?
Oh, well, Michelle, I think let's go for two more.
All right, two it is.
All right, we just made a decision at the top of the episode today in a very natural way.
We did. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this episode. This is one of those episodes that I got the idea from just hearing it everywhere. And yes. As soon as I think I'm not going to hear it anymore, then I hear it again. This is such a common, popular construction that's really fun for English conversations. I even recently just heard I wrote this down so I would remember. We were meeting my future sister-in-law and my brother-in-law for Indian food. And we were texting back and forth in a group text and talking about what we would order. And my husband said something about the bread basket. And she said, bread basket it is.
Yeah, for sure. And so this is going to add another layer, guys, for you guys, another way to connect. That's what we're all about here at All Ears English. Connection, not perfection, giving you new ways to connect with native speakers or anyone in English, because English is the global language. All right.
Exactly.
Okay. Michelle, exactly. Let's get into it.
Yeah. And Lindsay, you just did a great interview with Charles Duhigg. So we want to make sure everyone listens to that, because that's on how to be a super communicator. Lindsay, can you tell us about that and what number it is?
Yeah, that was episode number 2183. You know, it's fun when you get a chance to interview the authors that you know, kind of mentors that people that you've sort of read their books in the past and you've used their ideas even 10 years ago. I read some of his books like 10 years ago, and all of a sudden I had a chance to interview him, and that was cool. You guys are going to have to go and check that out. There is a special kind of person in the world, a super communicator. But guess what? Everyone can become a super communicator. Okay. Right. And in that episode, he shows us how to do it. And what is it that these people do differently than others? So that's all that I'll say. But definitely go and check out my interview with Charles Duhigg.
Please do. That's excellent. So let's talk about this construction. Let's get into it. It is blank it is. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Blank it is.
Blank it is. Blank it is. It's, and yeah, let's get more into it. So it is blank it is. And then, so I hear this a fair amount, Michelle. What about you?
All the time. And again, especially because I planned the episode, now I'm hearing it more and more. And Lindsay, now you're going to hear it all the time.
Of course. Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
what does it mean?
Right. Well, it's basically agreeing to something or saying that you'll make something happen Or maybe you're pushed into a decision based on some information you receive. So maybe you find out the price of something recently. That just happened to me, actually. I was making a decision about a design that I was trying to decide for my for where I live. And I thought, oh, well, let me just find out the pricing of this type of floor. Maybe it's not too bad. And I got the email of the price. And then I said, how much is like, the other one? And then I said, okay, this one it is. So I was pushed into that decision based on the price. It was kind of a humorous way for me to say, all right.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Nothing forces you into a more clarity than learning price the French differences.
Like, don't like forget about what I want. Forget about what it looks like. There is no way I'm spending that money.
Yeah. No, you're like, I would like beautiful, genuine wood floor, southern pine touch. Yes. Let's see what the price is on that. You find out the price and you say, okay, laminate it is.
Right. So this is used in so many different ways. And we're going to give you a ton of examples so you can get the feel for it. So another place that's used frequently is at restaurants.
Yes.
So for example, if you're my waitress and I say, I'll have a water.
Water it is.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that's a straightforward way. So that's in a sense, so there are different uses here, right? The waiter or waitress is trying to appear agreeable, kind of at your service in a sense is what they're saying, right?
Right. So what's another example?
Yeah. So when someone makes a decision that you don't quite agree with, but you know you have to or should go with it, right? Okay. That's so for example, Michelle, let's leave at 6 a.m.
Really? That early?
Yeah, we need to.
Okay. Six it is.
Right. So in your voice, I could hear some, trepidation? Is that the word? A little hesitation. And you don't entirely agree that that's the right choice, but for whatever reason, you're going to go along with me, but you're going to kind of show me that a little, it's not rude or anything. It's saying you're on board, but maybe you wouldn't have chosen that. Do you agree?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we'll do it.
So your intonation is different than how the waiter responded. You know, the waiter didn't say, water it is. No, she's just going to bring you a water, or he or she is going to bring you a water. It's straightforward. But here, you disagree a little bit.
Six it is. Right. Mm-hmm. The main thing is, in my opinion, this is generally said in a sing-songy way, right? Uh-huh. It's not just said, two it is, water it is, six it is. It's even for many different contexts. Okay, six it is, water it is. It's even if it has a slightly different tone, it's always bouncy is what I'll
bouncy.
Say.
It's bouncy.
It's bouncy.
How to bounce your words is today's episode.
How to bounce your words. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Fun. All right, good stuff.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Michelle, let's get into some more examples. Now that we know we're learning how to bounce our words, let's get into it.
Okay,
here we go. Other examples. Here we go. So, hey, should we use brown rice or white rice?
Brown, for sure.
Okay, brown it is, right? Bouncy. Love it. All right, I'm agreeing. I'm excited. I'm showing that I've heard you, and that's what we're going to do, because it sort of elevates the other person in a way, what they've suggested.
Right.
It's almost like, you're saying, I'm on board. I'm going to take what you've decided. Let's and that's what do we're it. Doing. All right.
Exactly. Or here's another one. I think this hotel is too expensive.
Okay, then the other one it is. Right. I added a then, but we also could have just said, okay, the other one it is. Right.
Right.
Both are fine. Right.
And then this next example is kind of like my other one that I was saying. Here's another look at it. Here we go. How much is the necklace?
$5,000. The earrings are $400.
Earrings it is.
Right. And so we can tell that you're a little price shocked, sticker shocked by those prices, right? Especially by the $5,000, more so by the $5,000. So yes. Instead of the necklace, you're going to get the earrings, right? It becomes very obvious that you're going to get the earrings at that point.
Right, right. Do you ever go into a place and then you ask how something is and you have to pretend, oh, okay. And you have to pretend not to be shocked or mm-hmm. do you ever go into a store that you don't know, you don't really know the price, and then you just go in and you look at a tag and you walk right out?
Yes, for sure. And you, where should we shop today? You go into a fancier store, the price tag for a coat is $10,000. Okay, JCPenney it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Turn right back around.
There's an intonation there. There's a tone of humility in that response, right? In that context, right? You've been humbled by what you've just heard. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. You've been humbled. Yes. That's a good point, Lindsay, of a way that this is used. So this is to me the most common way to say this, but here's a couple other ways that could fit the specific, not all of the context necessarily. But the first one is, then that's what we'll do, or then that's what we'll go with.
Right. Sure. That would work basically in the same way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if the earrings or the necklace, right? Okay, we're going with the earrings, right? They're $400 versus the $5,000 necklace. Okay.
Right.
Right. But yes, not quite as fun. Not quite as succinct or concrete, or I don't know, it's a little bit concise when you say earrings it is, right? Or something there.
Right. Like. It's fast. It's fast, and there's a lot packed in in the subcontext, right?
There's a lot. Yes. I love that. How about a role play, Michelle? Shall we do it?
How about it? Let's do it. Okay. Here we are planning a party.
Okay. So white invitations or black?
Ugh, I hate white invitations.
Okay, black it is.
Thanks. And let's get balloons, not streamers.
Okay, we're going with balloons.
What do we do for appetizers? Pigs in a blanket or rice balls?
Oh, I love pigs in a blanket.
All right, well, then that's what we'll go with.
Thanks. Oh, that just reminded me of the most common context for this, you know, the cheaper thing it is wedding planning.
Yeah.
You can get some real sticker shock when you learn how expensive certain things. We want white tablecloths. Ooh, okay. Never mind. Then normal wood, you know, no tablecloths it is.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So you can see we've talked about this in a lot of different contexts. Let's go over it again and go through what we said. So the first thing was, we're talking about the invitations. I said I hate white invitations. So mm-hmm. I'm telling you which one I want by telling you what I don't want.
Right. And so here I'm just in a straightforward way. Is my role a party planner here? Just a friend kind of?
I think we're friends planning it together.
Got it. It also could be, if I'm a professional party planner or something, you've hired me to plan this big party, I could also say this. Okay, black it is.
Right.
It's just, this is kind of more in the tone of the waiter waitress that is just going and agreeing, just doing the thing. Okay,
we're going to take what you've said. Down a list. Yeah, maybe you're like, if you're the party planner, maybe you're going down a list. Right. Okay, what do you want for this? What do you want for that? Okay, black it is. Da-da-da. Yeah. It could be like that.
Yeah, I agree. And then I said, okay, we're going with balloons. So again, we provided this as another way to say basically the same thing, just a little more wordy, a little more cumbersome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might say, actually, instead of we're going, I might say we'll go with. We'll go with.
That could be good too. Yeah. And then we're talking about appetizers. And I said, should we do pigs in a blanket or rice balls? And you said, oh, I love pigs in a blanket. So that's right, because you said that. You didn't say, oh, I want pigs in a blanket, we have to choose that. You just told me what you like. And I said, then that's what we'll go with.
Yeah, and there's that go with that we like so much. Love that. All right, so there are a few other ways to do it, but I really like this. It is blank. Yeah, it is. Michelle, what are your final thoughts here for our
final
listener?
Thoughts, lots of different contexts. This could be for agreeing with someone, just saying, okay, I heard you, that's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. It could even be used in some examples, like we showed okay, maybe I don't exactly agree, but here we go. And it can also be used when you're surprised about something, you're making a decision based on price.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of ways that you could take, and it could mean a few different things. Yeah. But the first step, guys, is to try it. Listen for it and then try it out. Right? That's how we find those connection moments. All right. Mm. All right, Michelle.
All right. Well, definitely listen out for this, because I have a feeling you're going to hear it now that we brought it up.
I know, right? I'm sure our listeners will definitely hear it, and then it'll become more natural and they'll be ready to start to use it. Good stuff. Definitely. All right, Michelle. I'll see you back on All Ears English very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.